This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
Let's get over to Alan Pollock. Good to have you, Alan, with this week's weekly update. How are you doing, my friend? How's things in Florida? I was thinking of Floridians. When you guys are down there enjoying the nice temperatures, and we're dealing with 30-some degrees. Not very often we deal with that in Texas, but we do. So how are you doing?
I'm doing great. It was 80 this weekend in North Florida. It was amazing. I was out in the water, and so was everybody else. And today it's a little chilly. It's probably in the 60s, maybe early, late 70s. But remember, for us, it gets cold when the temperature drops like that. Everyone else in the rest of the country that is fortunate enough to have the cold weather, when it becomes 60 out, you know, the convertibles come down and the windows go open. And that's always funny. But Florida's great. And David, I'm happy to hear your voice, and you sound great. So it's good to have you back. Yeah, we got so much cool stuff going on. The industry's a little quiet, just like Alice said. I thought you'd find this quite interesting. I saw this article. Get this. Companies, they're printers, all right, are apparently getting spammed by anti-work manifestos. So in other words, the digital receipts, the printers that you find at different companies out there in the world are getting spammed. People are hacking into them and writing things on those receipts that are going to consumers, and it's stirring a lot of eyes. In the world of everything digital, it is a real thing, and you should check your receipt when you go to the store, let's put it that way. It sounds like there's probably some kind of patch to some type of software. It was on Gizmodo if you want to Google it and check it out. But it says a new report suggests someone has been hacking company printers and making them emit anti-work sentiment. So Google it, check it out. It's really, really funny. David, let's talk about a couple other quick little things. Probably you didn't hear, but home inspection, Zillow is rethinking them, and they just landed an $8 million deal for a Seattle startup, Inspectify. And they partnered up with a company called Fly Homes. It's a two-year-old company. They're brand new. They've taken $8 million from several VCs, and the goal is really to find a new way to manage home inspections. So fantastic area to leverage technology, and I think that's a really cool idea. Cryptocurrency. Have you heard much about cryptocurrency lately, David? So the thing with crypto right now is a lot of folks, and when I say folks, I mean companies, are more easily adopting either payments that are auto-converting into U.S. dollar or that are crypto. If you remember, Elon Musk had stated for a moment that he was accepting you can buy a Tesla with crypto, and then he kind of put that on pause. I think it's coming back. But there's all kinds of stuff with crypto going on. Your Venmo account now has built-in crypto. PayPal has built-in crypto. Well, Walmart, get this. Walmart is ready to start accepting cryptocurrencies. So I know there's a lot of gray area in the mortgage industry with crypto, but there are a lot of assets that people have that with the IRS now have to be declared. There was a loophole that's been closed. So whether it's a borrower's eligibility and their assets in crypto or actually paying for things in crypto, it's going to become a hot topic in mortgage. And there will be some technology, I'm sure, around it. But the crypto markets are not doing so great right now. But I thought that was interesting. So here's a funny one. So we all love coffee, and we all love the jokes that people do with coffee when you go to Starbucks and they make a funny hint with the name. Well, back to David, chatbots and robotic automation and all the cool things that are going on. There is a hysterical Geico commercial. It is a robot, and he is trying to do stuff on the computer, and he gets with the CAPTCHA. Even us humans can't do it, right? It's like highlight all the bridges in the picture, and you think you got them all, and then you have to do that five more times. Well, it shows him getting really frustrated and uses his laser beams to cut the computer in half, and he's talking to a human next to him trying to get help. Well, they put the name on the coffee, and they at the end of the commercial, they go, Rob Ott, your coffee is ready, instead of robot. So it was pretty funny. If you haven't seen it yet, it's a good chuckle. So here's a tech alert, David, getting away from funny stuff. Next Mortgage News, they stated, and I read this today, there is a 94% year-over-year increase in the foreclosure activity in our market. In November alone, there was between 19 and 20,000 properties that fell into this class. And I say tech alert because if you are listening to this and you are thinking about investing in technology or building technology, this problem is not going to go away. Because if you think about somebody who needs to get out of a house, what are they going to move into? Home prices are extremely high, or they're just in an unfortunate situation. They need a downgrade or get out anyways. and they're trying to ride the market as long as they can, or ride the home in the bank as long as they can. Either way, there's lots of opportunity in different kinds. May not always be helping the homeowner stay in that property. It may be helping them into something else and doing something with that property. But it's a tech alert. Check it out. I don't think that's going to change much. We've had some folks on the podcast, David, that we talked to about technology and the servicing and the pre-foreclosure side. I think that's a fantastic area. There's great things going on. More there. Loan quality management, David, to prevent foreclosures. ACES, right? Another big name in the loan quality management side of our industry. Well, they just did a partnership with a RegTech platform. Company is called Winnow. I haven't heard of them, but it is a technology of all compliance and regulatory information made up by a team of attorneys. And this database is now going to be integrated directly inside of ACES. So if you are doing your loan quality management or your post-close QC or your pre-ship delivery, whatever it is with ACES, they just are, I don't know if they finished it or they're doing it. You want to check that out. One more thing, David, to mention on the vendor side, OpenClose, the company I work at, we just launched our native mobile app, native Android, native Apple, and native iPad for loan originators, giving them the freedom to be wherever they want at any time. So consumers all want everything when they want it, right? They want to do things on their own and kind of pull the ripcord and get that help. Well, originators need to be ready, and they need to have the same tools. So we just did that at OpenClose. Now, David, so the Moscow method. The only reason I mention it is everyone needs to get prepared for 2022. I can talk more about it next week, but the goal is to think about what you must have, what's nice to have, what you may have, and what you won't have. And if you categorize your 2022 technology plan, you will be able to figure out exactly what it is. And the last thing I'll leave you with, David, is overambitious or overcautious, which is better. And Moscow Method is going to help you get there.
Oh, good. Can't wait till next week then. Get to hear about that. So we have to come back next week? Awesome. And again, Moscow stands for, just give everyone the, it's an acronym. What does it stand for again?
I actually don't know what all the letters stand for, but it's a prioritization method. A lot of people look at it as time boxing, which is, this is a much easier, but it's David, simply must have, should have, could have, and won't have.
Well, I just looked it up and that's exactly what it is. It is must have, should have, could have, will not have. That's a really important part because I think more and more people, lenders, are struggling with that, especially when you see consolidation, a lot of consolidation going on in the tech space. Thank you so much, Alan, for being here as you are each week, bringing us wisdom and insights and a little bit of humor. Appreciate it, friend. Very much. Thank you. You bet. Folks, so good to have you be a part of the podcast. I want to say a special thank you to our sponsors, Finastra, CMLA, Lenders One, Incelerate, Mobility, MMI, Modex, MBA, the Knowledge Coop, Mortgage Collaborative, SnapDoc, Success Kit, and now Lenders Toolkit. Great toolkits out there, folks, and we're thrilled. Next week, we got Ben Turling of Mobility MMI and also Mobility RE. Again, they have two focuses with the real estate side and on the recruiting side. So look forward to having you back here and listening to our live interview with Ben Turling. So good to have you with us, everybody. Have a great week. Look forward to having you back here next week.
You've been listening to Licken on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Licken of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.